圣经。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章第八节。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8.
我们读到第十二节。
We'll read until verse 12.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive for an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going.
他因着信就在所应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷，与那同盟一个应许的以撒、雅各一样。
By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.
因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因她以为那应许她的是可信的。
By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised.
所以从一个仿佛已死的人，就生出子孙，如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。
Therefore, there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sand which is by the seashore.
我们再一点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
父啊，我们都一同施礼在你的面前。
And Father, we all gather together before you.
愿圣灵今天的早晨再次向我们说话。
May the Holy Spirit this early morning continue to speak to us.
打开我们里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes within us.
看见你在耶稣基督里面所赐给我们的产业是何等的丰盛。
To see how full the inheritance that you have given to us in the Lord Jesus.
因着我们的样子看见，我们知道如何在地上等候我们主的再来。
And as we see of it, we would be able to know how to wait for your return.
祷告奉主的名。
And we pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.信心呢，实在是基督徒在一生一个最基本的功课。
Faith in a Christian's life is a very basic lesson.
却也是一生要学的功课。
And it is also a lesson that we have to learn our entire lives.
也常常我们觉得我们学不好的功课。
And often we feel that it is a lesson that we find very difficult to learn.
所以在希伯来书第十一章的时候呢，他用的几个这些人物啊，信心的见证人啊，来告诉我们什么样的是信心。
And so in Hebrews chapter 11, the Bible uses these people, these witnesses or of faith to teach us more about faith.
他并没有告诉我们定义 definition 哈，没有给我们定义什么是信心。
They didn't define for us what faith is.
但是呢，他告诉我们，如果你们有信心的话。
But they tell us if you have faith.
那么我们在生活上会有什么样子的改变，是有什么样的反应？
It tells us what kind of reaction we would have, what kind of life we would live.
如果我们有信心的话，
if we had faith,
当我们一看见这个美丽的宇宙，这个穹苍浩大的时候，
when we see the beauty of all of creation and the greatness of the universe,
我们就知道这个宇宙是神创造的，是用他的话来创造。
We would know that thisThe universe is created by the Lord and His Word.
如果我们有信心的话，
if we have faith,
那么当我们看见这个神，这样的伟大的神，圣洁的神，我这样的有罪的人，怎么能够来到神的面前呢？
We see this Almighty, Holy God, and we see us as sinful people. How can we come before God?
唯有靠着羔羊的血，亚伯所的信心所代表的，靠着羔羊的血，我们才能够来到主的神的面前。
In Abel's testimony, we see only by the blood of the Lamb can we come before the Lord.
如果我们有信心的话，
if we have faith,
我们信了主以后不会就停在那里，我们会往前走，我们会天天与主同行，我们会那个天天在活在神的面前。
We wouldn't just stop there. We would daily walk and move forward and daily pursue the Lord.
如果我们有信心的话，
if we have faith,
那么当神的管教临到的时候，当我们做错事的时候，神审判我们临到的时候，
When the Lord disciplines us, if we do something wrong and the Lord comes to teach us, reprimand us.
我们知道这是神是一个父在管教我们，是为我们好的。
Is God acting as a father, teaching us, disciplining us for our own good.
那这些呢, 都是希伯来书第十一章告诉我们信心的几个重要的柱子。
And so these are the things that Hebrews 11 tells us, these important points.
那么我那天看我家后院啊, 有一棵树啊,
the other day in my backyard, I saw a tree.
那个树蛮大的。
It was a very big tree.
那么它底下开始的时候，它的主干呢， 大概有2公尺这么高。
And so from the beginning, the trunk was about 2 meters tall.
然后呢，它主干在往上涨，同时呢，它旁边长了大概15个差不多粗的干子往上去。And
after that 2 meters, it continued to grow, and it had other thick branches branching off from it.
那么信心呢，实在就是像一棵大树。
And so faith is like this great tree.
那么它里面有很多的那个主干在那里。And
it has many of these thick branches sprouting off from
the center. 那我们要认识信心的话，我们要在这些主干上面要多多多的认识。
And so if we wanted to understand faith, we have to understand all of these various branches.
今天我们在讲信心的时候呢，我们常常讲的是一些生活上的一些细节。
Today when we talk about faith, we often talk about its aspects in our lives.
我们生病是不是神医治啊？我们这工作没有工作的神帮不帮我们找到事情啊？我们有没有依靠神呢？
If we're sick, you know, will the Lord heal us? If we're out of work, will the Lord help us find a job?
这些呢都是信心的一些表现啊。These
are all some outward aspects of faith.
但是呢，他们在这大信心的树上，好像那些枝子叶子。
But on the great tree of faith, these are just like these the small twigs or leaves.
如果我们只看重那些枝子叶子，不看重那个主干的话，
if we only focus on the leaves and the small branches and not on the trunk,
人就发觉呢，有的时候，就算是神，我生了重病，神医治了。
If that's the case, and even if I'm seriously ill and the Lord heals me.
但是呢，病好了之后呢，我生命没什么改变。
My life wouldn't have changed very much after.
当我失业的时候，
if I lost my job,
我恳求的求主为我找个好的工作。
And I plead with the Lord to have him help me find a good job.
工作是难得找到了，难处解决了，但是我对神的关系一点都没有长进。
Then if after he helps me find a job and the difficulties passed, then but my spiritual life wouldn't have grown.
所以呢，在希伯来书第十一章讲的这些信心的时候，要我们看见什么在信心在什么事情上，哪些事情上，我们需要多多学习，多多认识。So
Hebrews 11 it tells us which specific aspects that we need to focus on to learn about faith.
当我们认识这位神是创造宇宙万物的主。
When we learn that this Lord is the creator of heaven and earth, and when we learn that by the precious blood of Lord Jesus, we can enter before God the Father,
然后呢,
and daily we can walk with him,
我们认识神的主权, 神的审判,
and we know the Lord's authority and his discipline.
我们呢,在信心上,信心里面呢,
and our faith grows day after day.
那么在希伯来书呢,
The Hebrews doesn't stop there.
那么为什么神这一路这样的带领我们呢?
Why is the Lord leading us on this path?
他有一个非常荣耀的一个目的。
He has a very important goal.
那么就是呢，要我们呢在他里头得到产业。
And that is for us to receive an inheritance in Him.
那是在耶稣基督里面赐给我们那个丰盛的产业。
And this is the full inheritance within the Lord Jesus.
那么在信心的这些见证人里面呢，亚伯拉罕呢被称为信心之父。
And in all of Hebrews, Abraham was called the father of faith.
Father of faith.
Yeah, father of faith.
那么他呢，在他的生活当中有很多方面来经历神。就我们刚刚前面都讲那些点，我想他都经历过了。
Abraham, you know, he went through all of these previous points that we talked about.
那么，但是呢，在希伯来书里面特别说到他的信心呢，显在他要得产业这件事情上。
But Hebrews 11 specifically points out that his faith was based on him receiving an inheritance.
那么借着亚伯拉罕的一生呢，我们更看到神召我们出来，经过这么多的信心的路程，目的是要我们得到什么？
And in Abraham, we see that the reason the Lord led us all on this journey with a faith is for us to receive an inheritance.
他说呢, 一开始在第八节他说呢, 亚伯拉罕因着信, 蒙召的时候呢, 就遵命出去, 往将来要得为业的地方去。
It says in verse 8, by faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance.
亚伯拉罕呢, 他原来是住在加勒底的乌尔。
Abraham used to live in Ur of Chaldea.
那么荣耀的神向他显现,
and the glorious Lord appeared to him.
要他呢, 离开本地本族父家,
To ask him to leave his father's house and
kindred,
the land.
Kindred
and
his country.
Yeah.
Yeah. 那么要 离开他的家族的目的呢，是要他去得到一个产业。
And the reason he was to leave his land was to receive an inheritance.
神呢有一个应许之地要赐给他。
And the Lord had a piece of land that he would promise to give to him.
那因着这样的呼召呢，亚伯拉罕回应了，走上去了。
And hearing this, Abraham replied to the Lord and followed him.
如果我们知道 我们读创世纪的时候，我们知道亚伯拉罕那时候年纪已经不小了。
When we read Genesis, we know that Abraham at this point was not young.
当他们离开加勒底的乌尔的时候呢，他们先走到那个哈兰，就停在那里。When
they left Ur in Chaldea, they stopped first in Haran.
那么因为那他们从乌尔到哈兰呢，不知道什么原因，是不是亚伯拉罕带队，是他的父亲塔拉带着他们出去的。
We don't know why when they originally left Ur that it wasn't Abraham that led his family out. It was his father-in-law Terah that led them to Haran.
那可能呢，他父亲听见亚伯拉罕他儿子跟他所说的这个应许这么好呢，他也要去，所以说他带跟着他带队的，带去。
It may be that Terah heard from his son-in-law Abraham that you know this great promise was coming, so he wanted you know to be part of it and led part of the family to.
但是他拉没有这个意向，没有这个启示。But
Terah didn't have this revelation and this promise.
所以他们到了哈兰以后呢，走不下去了，就停在那里。
And so when they got to Haran, they couldn't continue on, and they stopped there.
那么直到塔拉死了之后呢，神再一次向亚伯拉罕显现，要他这个往应许之地去。
And only after Terah died, did the Lord appear again to Abraham and encourage him to continue on.
那么他们出那个哈兰的时候呢，亚伯拉罕，亚伯兰呢，那是叫亚伯兰哈，他是已经75岁了。And
when Abraham at that time he was still called Abram. Left Haran, he was already 75 years old.
我们不知道他们在哈兰住了多久。
We don't know how long they stayed in Haran.
但是呢，亚伯拉罕亚伯兰那时候出乌尔的时候呢，没有七十岁了，也有六十多岁了哈。那么，是年纪很大了。
At that time, when they left Ur, he was probably late 60s or early 70s. He was not young.
今天呢，这60多岁、70岁的人是什么样的年龄呢？
Today, you know, someone who's 60 or 70 years old, what kind of age are they?
我们都准备要退休了，或者已经退休了，对不对？
It's an age where you know most people are thinking of retiring or are already retired.
如果呢，我们里头有一个念头，我们要到从远方到美国来打天下，要来创业的话。
If we had in our mind an idea to come to America,
yeah. To on Korea,
to start a new career in the United States.
那我们不会到了六七十岁的时候才来美国打拼，对不对？
We wouldn't wait until we were 60 or 70 to come to the U.S. and start over.
中间很多的年长的父母们来六十多岁、七十岁来是做什么呢？
Among the elderly among us, you know, when they're 60 or 70, they come to the United States. What is it for?
我们养老了，我们退休了，等儿女给我们送终了。
they're already retired. They come here with their children and have their children take care of them.
亚伯拉罕六十多岁、七十岁的时候，神呼召他出来，离开家，去要得产业去。Abraham,
when he was 60 or 70, the Lord called him out to leave his home and go to a foreign land to receive an inheritance.
不是一件容易的事情。
It's not an easy thing.
他说呢，他是因着信呢，他蒙召的时候啊，他就遵命出去了。
It said, by faith when he was called, he left his homeland.
因为呢，神要呼召他出来要得产业。
Because the Lord called him out to receive an inheritance.
我想呢，在基督徒呢，所有的基督徒，当我们信主的时候，我们都有个呼召，神呼召我们。
I believe that when all of us became Christians, we all received this calling. The Lord called to us.
那么把我们从世界当中呼召出来，要跟他儿子耶稣基督一同得份。
He called us out of this world, and he wanted us to have share in the Lord Jesus.
那么，但是在基督徒的生活当中呢，你发觉有很多人。走不远。
And in the Christian life, we see that a lot of people can't walk very far.
最多最多走着走着走到哈兰，走不下去了。
Many people walk and they walk only as far as Haran, and they can't continue on.
一生呢没有达到神在我身上呼召我们出来所要的目的。
And our entire lives pass by, and they can't reach the very goal that the Lord wanted.
因为我们没有那个信心啊，与我们的呼召相称啊。
Because we didn't have the faith equal to the calling that we had received.
所以主说呢，我们他被召的多，但是选上的少。
So the Lord says He has called many, but few are chosen.
需要信心呢，那么继续跟着主啊，走这条路，直到这个神的目的在我们身上达成了。
We have to have faith to continue on along the path that the Lord has set for us.
那把亚伯拉罕出去的时候呢？他说他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。
And it says that when Abraham left his homeland, he didn't know where he was going.
哇，五六七十岁的人要离开家了，那个他的根在那里，要拔的根出来的，要往一个地方去啊，他居然不知道往哪里去。
So someone 50, 60, 70 years old, when he's leaving his home, his root is in his home, he has to, you know, pull up his roots and go to a place and he doesn't even know where he's going.
那么这实在是，如果不是神赐给他的信心的话，我不知道怎么走的啊。
If the Lord hadn't given him this faith, I don't know how Abraham would have been able to leave.
他离开家的时候，把自己完全交到神的手中，不知道往哪里去，神叫他往哪里走，他就往哪里走。
So when Abraham left his home, he fully placed himself in the Lord's hand. He didn't know where he was going. Wherever the Lord pointed him to go, that's where he went.
那我们在读创世纪的时候啊，其实他们知道要去哪里的。
When we read Genesis, however, it seems that they do know where they're going.
当塔拉带着亚伯兰，带着在那个撒莱，带着罗德，那个离开乌尔的时候，他说呢，带着他们往迦南地去。
When Terah took Abram, Sarah, and Lot with him, and set out from Ur, they said they were heading towards Canaan.
所以他们知道他们要去迦南。
So they knew they were going to Canaan.
那么当塔拉死了以后呢，那么在哈兰呢，荣耀的神再次向亚伯兰显现。
But when Terah died in Haran, the glorious Lord once again appeared before Abraham.
那么亚伯兰再次回应这个呼召啊，他就带着撒莱，带着罗德呢，他往哪里？他要出去，往迦南地去。
And when the Lord appeared before Abram again, he was going to take Sarah and Lot, and they were going to go towards Canaan.
那么，所以他们从一开始出来的时候，他们就知道要到哪里去。
So according to Genesis, as when they left Ur, they knew they were where they were going.
但是呢，虽然他们知道他们要去迦南
，although they knew they were going to Canaan.
那么迦南呢，对他们来讲只不过是一个地的名字。
Canaan to them is just the name of a place.
亚伯拉罕从来没有去过迦南。
Abraham had never been to Canaan.
也不知道迦南的这个风那个的气候怎样，他们的土产怎么样，人民怎么样啊
？He didn't know anything about the weather or the land or the people that were there.
那么迦南只是一个名词，一个地名而已。
It's just a place name there.
他们真的不知道到他神要带他们去什么样的地方。
And they didn't know the kind of place the Lord was leading them to.
那个是在信心当中呢，这个他跟着神往前去的。
In faith, he walked.Forward with the Lord.
今天如果是要那个换一个工作，搬个家的话
，Today if we were going to change jobs or move homes.
我不是只是知道那么有一个城市我要搬去，我会很多人会去那边看看那学区怎么样啊，它的那个环境怎么样啊，对不对？这调查完之后，他再搬过去，对不对？
We're not just going to say, oh, there's a city there, we're going to move there. We're going to, you know, investigate, you know, like the school district, what, you know, all the aspects of the town before we move, right?
那么但是亚伯拉罕呢, 在信心当中啊, 他不知道这个地方是什么样的地方, 神带他去, 他就去了。
Abraham, he didn't know the kind of place he was being led to. The Lord, you know, told him to go there, and by faith, he just went with the Lord.
其实这个很多时候跟基督徒的经历也很类似啊。
This is actually very similar to a lot of Christian experiences today.
我们都知道我们这一生完了之后，我们要去哪里。
We all know when our lives are over where we will be going.
我问任何一个基督徒，你说你知道你死了以后你要到什么地方去吗？
We ask any Christian, we ask them, after you die, do you know where you're going?
那么当然，我当然知道。
I'll say, of course I know.
那么那个地方怎么样呢？好不好呢？
And well, we may ask them again, so that place where you're going is, what kind of place is it like? Is it a good place?
他说当然好。
And we'll say, of course it's good.
我们离世与主同在，好得无比。
Yeah, we'll be together with the Lord. It'll be incomparably good.
那有一个姊妹啊，她就说啊，我觉得她也问的太sharp，不过也很真实啊。And
there was a sister that asked this question, and I thought she was quite sharp, and she asked this very serious question.
如果这样的话，
if this is true,
那为什么我们得了那些重病的时候，我们到处找医生？
Why do we search all over the place for a good doctor when we get seriously ill?
为什么碰到难处的时候，我们像热的像那个，急得像热锅上的蚂蚁一样？
Then why do we when we encounter difficulties, are we scrambling around like ants on a hot stone, hot plate?
所以呢，如果我们真的知道我们去的地方是好的无比，跟神同在的话，
if we know that the place we're going to is so good,
为什么我们遇见这个生死关头的时候，我们那么胆怯呢？
Why is it when we're faced with the prospect of death that we are so afraid?
因为来讲的话，我们真的知道，我们有信心，我们要跟神同在。
On one hand, we know by faith that we will be with the Lord.
但毕竟这个地方我从来没有去过。
But it's a place that we've never been to.
如果我去过，就再回来一趟的话，可能还笃定一点啊。
If I've gone there once and come back, then I would be more assured.
但是呢，我从来真的是从来不知道，我所知道的是别人告诉我的，是圣经告诉我的。What
I know is what other people have told me, what the Bible has told me.
那么就是需要是神呢，像亚伯这个亚伯拉罕那样的信心一样，把那个样信心赐给我们。
What we need is the faith that the Lord gave to Abraham.
当我们面对人生的那个生死关头的时候，
we come to the conclusion of our lives.
我们里面有那个确据，知道我们要去哪里。
And we have that assurance that we know where we're going.
真是与主同在，好得无比。
That it is a place that we would be with the Lord and it would be incomparably good.
这一面呢，我们也不知道，我们不是很清清，我们从来没有去过那个地方。
Although it's a place that we may have never been before.
那么真是在信心里头的话，我们看见那个地方是何等的美好。
By faith, we would see how wonderful that place is.
好了，亚伯拉罕呢，这个带着这个撒来，带着罗德从哈兰走，走了，不知道走了多久啊，终于走到迦南了。So
Abram with Sarai and Lot, they left Haran and they walked and they walked and they walked for who knows how long and they got to Canaan.
很可能从乌尔一直到迦南，大概要他们那个这么多羊群的话，再走一个多月两个月哈。
From Ur to walk to Haran?
To
Canaan. With all of their herds and all of their, you know, their belongings, it might take them a month or two.
那么他们终于走到迦南了。
When they finally reached to Canaan.
那么亚伯拉罕在那个定居了。Abraham
is now living there.
那么他住在哪里呢？
Where does he live?
他住在帐篷里头。
He's living in a tent.
那么好像呢，住在那个strange land 啊，住在那个在异地居住哈。
So he's living in like as if he was living in a strange land, a stranger in a foreign country.
那我想着不明白了啊。
And we think we may not understand.
走到了一个地方,走到了应许之地,
he walked so far and he got to this land that the Lord promised him as an inheritance.
那么你应该怎么样呢?
What would you do?
要买一块地,
we'd buy a piece of land.
盖个大房子,
build a big house.
那么那个建立起自己的事业,
and then, you know, start building a livelihood. And have you know children, because why we want to you know take control of this land.
亚伯兰不但没有这么做啊，他呢一生一辈子都住在帐篷里头。
But Abraham didn't do any of these things. His entire life, he spent living in tents.
我们想说，亚伯兰是不是你缺乏信心啊？
We may ask Abraham, are you lacking in faith?
那么这块地神已经赐给你了, 那么为什么不在这边买地呢, 定居呢, 这好在那边扎根呢?
The Lord has promised this land to you. Why aren't you, you know, like buying land or and setting down roots here?
那么在迦南地的这段时间呢, 神最少有四次向亚伯兰显现。
And while Abraham was staying in Canaan, the Lord appeared to him at least four different times.
四次告诉他说呢, 这块地我要赐给你。 这块地我要赐给你的后裔。
And four times the Lord told him, this land I will give to you and your descendants as an inheritance.
当他们一到了迦南的时候, 神就向他显现说, 我要把这块地赐给你和你后裔。
As soon as they reached Canaan, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, I'm giving you this piece of land as an inheritance for you and your descendants.
当罗德离开他的时候,
when Lot left him,
神再次向他显现。
The Lord once again appeared to him.
他说呢, 你举目向四面观看, 你看到的地方都赐给你。
Says, look around you in all four directions. All the land that you see, I will give to you as an inheritance.
你接起来, 走遍中横, 走遍这地, 随便你走, 这块地都是你的。
It says, you know, walk around this land. Everywhere you walk, you know, the land will belong to you.
当他打败四王, 把那个罗德救回来的时候, 神再次向他显现。
When he defeated the four kings and rescued Lot, the Lord appeared to him once again.
那么第三次, 神再跟他说, 这块地我要赐给你和你的后裔为业。
And he says, the Lord said to Abraham, you know, I will give this land to you and your descendants as inheritance forever.
当亚伯拉罕99岁的时候, 神再次向他显现。
When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord once again appeared to him.
再次跟他确定说, 这块地我要赐给你和你的后裔。
He promised him once again, you know, this land I will give to you and your descendants as an inheritance.
这么多次的应许, 这么样的有确据的有把握, 难道 亚伯拉罕里头他还没有把握这块地是他的吗?
So many times the Lord appeared to him and with such you know short language you know promised Abraham. Did Abraham still was unsure about the seriousness of the Lord's promise to him?
难道是因为他到了迦南地以后，他看到那边有伟人，迦拿的那个伟人，有那些那个的许多的那些那个强壮的民族啊，那个。 他开始心里胆怯了吗?
Was he afraid when he saw, you know, the giant people living in Canaan or the powerful nations that were there?
是不是因此他失去了信心了呢?
Did he lose his faith while he was in Canaan?
希伯来书他说呢，他的因着信，他在所异地应许之地做客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
In Hebrews it says, by faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents.
他一生住在帐篷里头，把那块地就当作是一个异地啊，是他乡，是因为不是因为他没有信心，是因为他有信心。
It says he lived in the promised land as a stranger in a foreign country because he had faith, not because he lacked faith.
哎呀，那发觉呢，这个神所赐的那个信心呢，常常跟我们人的想象啊完全不一样。
And we may see that the faith the Lord gives us may be completely different from what we have imagined.
我们常常觉得信心呢，是一定我们抓到些什么东西，我得到些什么东西，我有信心。
Oftentimes we think of faith as we have, you know, grasped something or received something and we have faith.
很多时候呢，信心呢，却是显在我们不得到什么东西，我们放舍弃的东西。
Oftentimes faith is more about us not having something and letting something go.
亚伯拉罕因着信,
By faith, Abraham lived in the promised land his entire life in tents.
那我想说为什么呢?
We may ask ourselves why.
如果有信心的话呢,
if we had faith, wouldn't we not live like this?
你要开始要圈地啊, 你要在这里要得产业啊。
We would want to encircle this land and have this inheritance.
但是亚伯拉罕的信心呢, 他看见另外一件事情。
But Abraham's faith allowed him to see something else.
他呢, 他说为什么他这样子在应许之地做客呢?
Why was he living like a stranger as a guest in the promised land?
他说因为他等候那座有根基的城, 就是神所经营所建造的。
He says he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
因为呢, 亚伯拉罕他看见这一座城。
Because Abraham saw a city.
那因为这座城呢, 是这么样的美丽, 这么样的荣耀。
And this city was so great and glorious.
那么他比较一看呢, 这个迦南地啊, 实在算什么, 他就住在迦南的时候, 好像就住在那个就是他乡一样。
And so, when he was living in Canaan, compared to that city, he felt like he was living in the countryside.
我们很多时候我们手上那个抓了很多东西我们不放, 啊, 在世上东西, 很多东西不放。
Many times we'll grasp onto something in this world and not let it go.
我总觉得这东西多么非常的宝贝，这么样的那个这个一生的在抓着的。
And we'll consider it to be so precious. Our entire lives we'll be holding on to it.
是因为我们没有看见那个更宝贝的、更荣耀的东西。
Because what we don't see is the more precious and more wonderful thing.
他说有一个小孩，如果小孩子他手上啊抓了玩具不放的话。
And they say that if you have a child and they grasp onto a toy and they don't let it go.
两个孩子在那里抢啊抢啊抢那个玩具。
And there's two children that are fighting for this one toy.
那怎么样教这孩子不把这玩具给别人呢?
How do we get this child to let go of the toy and give it to another child?
给他一个更好玩的玩具。
Give him an even better toy to play with.
那么他一看到玩具又不要了，他就玩了，他要那个更好的了。
They see the new toy and say, oh, this old toy, I don't want it anymore, and they want the new toy.
多少时候呢, 我们就是因为没有看见那个更美的, 所以我们天天在地上抓这些东西, 抓着放不下。
How often is it that we don't see the more precious, more beautiful thing, and we keep holding on to this thing in the world?
但是亚伯拉罕看见了。
But Abraham saw it.
他看见了, 所以呢, 地上虽然是神应许之地, 虽然是牛奶与蜜之地,
So Abraham saw this thing, and even though he was in the promised land, even though he was in the land of Canaan, the land of milk and flowing honey,
他看得像是好像是在这个是真的不算什么哈，他在异地居住，好像他跟他没有关系似的。
And he saw that this land is no big deal, and so he was living in it, like a stranger, a guest.
那么就问了，到底这座城是什么城呢？
So we may ask ourselves, what is this city that Abraham saw?
这么样的吸引的亚伯拉罕。
That has so drawn Abraham.
那么神呢，在地上的时候呢， 那个心中有一座城。
When the Lord Jesus is here.
No, oh God.
Alright.
我们的神呢，在地上做事的时候， 神在神的心中一直有一座城。
Alright. When the Lord is working in the world, in his heart there is a city.
那么 这座城呢，在时间里头，在地上的时候呢，是耶路撒冷城。
In time, in the material world, this city is the city of Jerusalem.
那么耶路撒冷城呢，是大军的京城。
It is the city of the great king.
那么它在里头有神的圣殿。
And it had the temple of the Lord.
有王的宝座。
And it was the throne of the king.
在以色列人强盛的时候呢，多的万邦呢，到耶路撒冷来朝贡。
When Israel was at the height of its power, all of the kingdoms around it, came to Jerusalem to give tribute.
那后来因为以色列人他们呢离弃了神呢，神呢就把他们掳到外邦去了。
And when Israel turned away from the Lord, the Lord allowed them to be captured and taken away.
那么耶路撒冷城也因此败落了。
And so the city of Jerusalem fell into disarray.
我们今天看到耶路撒冷城的时候，它不能够成为以色列的首都哈。
And when we look at Jerusalem, the city today, they can't use it as the capital of Israel.
住了许多在那个迦南地的人。
And all all the various people of Canaan, the Palestinians, are living there.
那到了千年国度的时候,
but when the Millennium Kingdom comes,
那么这座城呢, 还要成为那个, 神工作的地方,
this city will still be the place where the Lord works.
那么在以赛亚书啊, 他还说啊, 到了那个时候啊, 这个, 这个耶和华的山呢, 必高举啊, 过于, 这个过于众山啊, 那个要叫过于万岭啊, 众万岭都要归流归这山啊,
So in Isaiah it says that when the Lord returns, that the mountain of the Lord will be lifted up, and you know all the other mountains would bow down toward it.
耶和华的言语要出于耶路撒冷,
and the word of the Lord will come out from Jerusalem.
那么在国度里头, 千年国度里头, 地上的耶路撒冷, 还要再一次成为这个政治, 还有那个, 这个, 神敬拜的中心,
when the Millennium Kingdom comes, then the city of Jerusalem will once again be the center of praise and worship to the Lord.
但是这个城呢, 不是亚伯拉罕他所看的城,
but this city is not the city that Abraham saw.
这个城呢, 不过是将来有一座城的一个预表, type.
This city is still just a type of the city to come.
那么借着地上的耶路撒冷的时候, 神要我们认识, 有一天, 他要得到一个什么样的城?
And through the description of Jerusalem, we see the kind of city that Abraham wanted to obtain in the future.
那么我们在那个, 启示录啊, 第21章的时候呢, 他对这座城很多的描述。
In Revelations chapter 21, they describe the city in detail.
他说我看见了那个圣城啊, 新耶路撒冷从天而降。
It says, and I saw the holy city New Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God,
如同新妇装饰整齐呢等候丈夫,
made ready as a bride adorned for her husband.
那这座城呢, 是非常的荣耀,
and so the city is full of glory.
第11节, 他说, 城中有神的荣耀呢, 成了光辉如同极贵的宝石, 好像碧玉啊, 如同水晶。
In verse 11, having the glory of God, her brilliance was like a very costly stone, as a stone of crystal clear jasper.
哎呀, 那么他的有, 他的城地, 第19节啊, 他的城体, 18节啊, 他说的那个, 墙是碧玉造的, 城是金金的, 如同明镜的玻璃。
Verse 18, the material of the wall was jasper, and the city was pure gold like clear glass.
啊, 整座城呢, 是碧玉, 是黄金造的。
The whole city was made out of pure gold.
他们有12个门, 而且有12个根基,
it has 12 gates and 12 foundations.
Stones. 那么每一个门都是一个珍珠, 每一个根基都是个宝石。
Every gate was a pearl, and every foundation stone was a precious stone.
那么街上的那个道路呢, 是金金的啊。
And the roads were made of crystal.
Or pure gold.
Pure gold, right.
那么城中呢, 有神呢, 为城的那个, 神和羔羊呢, 作为城中的殿。
And in the city was the Lord and the Lamb were its temple.
这个城呢是极其的荣耀啊, 极其的美丽。
How glorious and how beautiful is this city?
我想任何人看到, 一点点, 稍微里头, 看到这一点这个光, 看到这个城的话呢, 你就发觉, 任何的地上的事情, 所, 所经过的事情, 我没有一个能够跟这座城来比的。
If we see but a glimpse of the city, we may feel that no matter what we find in this world, it cannot compare to the city.
那么这座城是什么呢?
So what is this city?
他说呢, 这座城呢, 是基督的心腹, the bride, 还是羔羊的妻。
And so this city is described as the bride for the Lamb, for Christ.
那么, 在远远看呢是一座城,
at a distance we see it is a city.
那仔细一看呢, 它是基督的心腹, 它是羔羊的妻。
But if we look more closely, we see that it is the bride of the Lamb.
它是历世历代呢, 这个, 圣徒们呢, 聚在一起的, 城把它摆在一起的建造的一座城。
It is all of the saints throughout the generations, the Lord has gathered them together and made them into a city.
历世历代的圣徒呢, 被神做到个地步呢, 做, 变成一座城。
And the Lord is working on all of the saints throughout the generations and has, you know, worked on them until they've become the city.
这座城呢,是基督的心腹,
it is the bride of the Lord Jesus of the Lamb.
在那个希伯来书,他说呢,这座城呢,
and in Hebrews it says this city has foundations.
那么它是,因为是复数的哈,
In English, it is plural. It has many foundations.
那么我们看看, 在新耶路撒冷有
12个根基。 And so we see this New Jerusalem with its 12 foundations.
在以弗所书告诉我们呢, 我们的那个神的家呢, 是建造在使徒和先知的根基上, 耶稣基督他自己做房角石。
And in Ephesians, it tells us that the church is built on the foundations of the apostles and prophets, and Christ Jesus is the cornerstone.
神在历史历代兴起许多的人，为了神的家，为了这座城的建造。
And so the Lord, throughout the generations, used many people, in order to build up the house in the city.
那么建造的这座城呢，是极其的荣耀，极其的光辉。And
so how glorious is this, city?
亚伯拉罕因着看这座城。
Abraham, because he saw this city.
所以他在虽然到了应许之地，在迦南地的时候呢，他一生住在帐篷里头。
So even though he had reached the promised land of Canaan, his entire life he spent living in tents.
那么我们要问呢，说亚伯拉罕他在什么时候看见这个意象呢？
So we may ask ourselves, when did Abraham see this revelation?
他不是到了迦南一天、两天、十年、八年以后，他开始住在帐篷里头。
Abraham, when he reached Canaan, he didn't you know take 1 day, 2 days, you know, or years later start living in tents.
那不是因为他住在那个迦南住了一段时间，说啊迦南实在算不了什么，所以呢，我开始这个过寄居的生活。
He didn't dwell in Canaan for a period of time and say, you know, Canaan's no big deal. I'm gonna go live in a tent again.
他在脚踏在那个应许之地的第一天开始。
On the first day, he set foot in the promised land.
那么他就住在帐篷里面。
He was living in a tent.
他一生住在帐篷里面。
He spent his entire life living in a tent.
所以很显然呢，他的意象呢，是在早在他在出那个什么加勒底的乌尔的时候，神就让他看见了。
It is very likely that this revelation he saw back in Ur of the Chaldeans.
那么在荣耀的神向他显现的时候，不但是让他看见神自己的荣耀。
When the Lord appeared before Abraham, not only did he reveal to himself to Abraham the Lord's own glory.
他还看见了,
he allowed Abraham to see the glorious city.
因着他这样子看见这个荣耀的城,
because he saw this glorious city.
他可以离开家的乌尔，本地本族父家，把根都拔出来了，出去。
Therefore, he was able to leave his homeland, his home country, his family, and pull up his roots and walk to Canaan.
因着他有这样的看见呢，他进了这迦南地的，到了应许之地的，他一生住在帐篷里的。
And with this revelation, when he came to the promised land, he spent his entire life still living in tents.
所以呢，我们的稍微明白一点哈，亚伯拉罕他走这条路不容易，这条信经的路是不容易的路。
So if we can understand a little bit more, we see that Abraham's journey is not easy.
他如果不是他在出发的头一天就看见这样的荣耀的话,
if he had not seen this glory on the first day he set forth,
他没有办法走完这条信心的路程。
He would not have been able to walk to the end of this path of faith.
多少时候呢，我们都觉得我们应该，信主了的十年八年以后，我们开始有点异象，也看见啊。
Oftentimes we may think that, you know, after we believe in the Lord, you know, 8 or 10 years, then we'll start, you know, seeing this revelation.
其实我们在信主的刚开始的时候,
in fact, it is when we first believe in the Lord.
那么我们不但是要认识我们救恩的宝贝,
not only we have to see how precious our salvation is,
我们还要让神让我们里面心中有开启。
We have to have this opening within our
虽然我们对这那个神的产业，这座城看的不是认识的很清楚。
Although this inheritance, this city that the Lord has promised to us, we may not be able to see very clearly.
但除非我们有这么一点印象,
but unless we have this impression,
看见了神在那个历史历代在我们身上所要做的事情,
And we see what the Lord wants to do in our lives throughout the years.
We will
not be able to walk to Canaan.
最多走到哈兰就走不下去了.
And most we will walk to Haran and we will not be able to continue on.
是需要神把那样的启示，在一开始我们跟随主的时候，就把那意象摆在我们面前。
We truly need the Lord to reveal this to us and place it before our eyes.
那么亚伯拉罕他到底他看见的意象？
So, what is this revelation that Abraham saw, and what kind of inheritance does he want to receive?
我们今天呢，如果说我们要地上得产业，你的观念是什么？
When we think today on earth, if you're going to receive an inheritance, what would you think it would be?
你会买一块地，对不对？盖个房子，那么你开始付贷款，这个房子就是你的，这是我的产业，对不对？
We may think, you know, today we buy a piece of land, we build a house, and we pay off the mortgage. This house is now mine, right? This is my inheritance.
虽然我还没付贷款没有付完之前，其实是属于银行的，但是呢，没有人可以等神明到我家里来。
You know, before we finish paying off the mortgage, technically it belongs to the bank. But once it is our house, no one else can just come into our house.
如果任何人敢随便进我们家没有我的允许的话，报警的，把他抓起来了。
If someone comes to our home uninvited, we can call the police and have them arrested.
为什么呢？因为这是我的产业，属于我的。
Why is that? Because this is my inheritance. This belongs to me.
我买了一部车，没有了允许，不能够随便开的。
If I buy a car, no one can drive it without my permission.
如果亚伯拉罕呢，他所得的产业呢，是迦南地的话，
If Abraham's inheritance was the land of Canaan,
我们可以明白。
That we can understand.
跟我们的经验很接近。
It is very similar to our own experience.
因为呢，这块地呢是要给他跟他的后裔为业的。
Because this land would be for him and his descendants as their inheritance.
那么将来他的后裔以色列国就完全拥有这块地的。
Eventually, his descendants, as the kingdom of Israel, you know, completely took over this land.
如果亚伯拉罕他的产业是地上的这迦南地的话呢，我们能够明白。
If Abraham's inheritance was this land of Canaan on earth, we would understand.
但是呢，这里呢，因为神的意象给他看见呢，神给他应许的是什么呢？
But the revelation and the promise that the Lord gave to Abraham, what is it?
他说第十三节，他说这些人存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，被从远处望见，欢喜迎接。他们这些人，神给他们的应许不是在地上的，是在远处。And
in Hebrews 11:13 it says, all these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them and having welcomed them from a distance. These people, they saw the promise from a great distance.
这些人里头信心所要得着的产业是什么呢？
All of these people of faith, what was the promise, the inheritance?
什么是神在这些信心的见证人里面给他应许的呢？
What was the promise that the Lord gave to all these great witnesses of faith?
不是在地上的迦南。
It is not the Canaan of the world.
是那座有根基的城。
It is that city with foundations.
这座城，我们说呢，它是历世历代的圣徒，所建造的一座城。
We've said before that this city was built up by the generations of the saints.
我们可以说呢，这座城是神的产业，对不对？
We can say that this city is actually the Lord's inheritance.
我们可以说，甚至我们进一步说，我说这个城是历世历代的圣徒所共有的产业。
Or more accurately, we can say that this is the inheritance of all of the saints, you know, throughout the generations.
那么亚伯拉罕被带出来的时候，他要得的产业是这座有根基的城。
And so the inheritance that Abraham saw when he left Ur is this city with foundations.
我们怎么领会这件事情呢？
How can we comprehend this?
那么再说了，什么是这座城？
Let's ask again. What is this city?
那么在哥林多前书第三章的时候。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
那么他那里是说，这个我们呢，这些人都是与神同工的。
It says that we are all co-workers with the Lord.
那么他已经立好了根基呢，那么要在上面建造。
He has set the foundation and we're building upon it.
那么建造呢，有些人建造的工程呢，像草木和秸的，有些是够金银宝石的。
You know, and some people, when they're building upon this foundation, are like, you know, straw and hay, and other people are like, gold and precious stones.
那么，如果是草木和秸的话，当然火一烧都烧掉了。
if it was like straw or hay, when the fire comes, their work would be burned away.
这金银宝石呢, 才能够经过火, 能够留下来。
And only those that were built with gold and precious
这固然说到我们,
stones would remain.
这固然是说到我们的工作, 我们的服饰。
It talks about our service and our work.
但是呢, 我想, 神在我们身上最大的工作是什么呢?
And what is the greatest work in our lives?
就是我们这个人是吧?
Isn't it this person ourselves?
神这么多年, 做了很多外面的事情, 最终要得到我们的是这个人。
When the Lord works in our lives, the most important thing that He wants to obtain is us ourselves.
那么我们这些人的里头啊, 有些东西是属于肉体, 天然的, 那个像草木和解, 有些像烧掉的。
And within us, you know, there are things that are fleshly. So these are the things that are, you know, wood, hay, and straw that would be burned away one day.
那么有些东西呢, 是金银宝石的, 是神做的, 会存到永远的。
And within us are also some things that are gold, silver, and precious stones that the Lord Himself has built, has made in us that will remain forever.
就是这些金银宝石啊, 历世历代的圣徒, 圣堂金银宝石呢, 聚在一起的时候, 就看见这座美丽的城。
So it is when all the saints gather together and the Lord's gold, silver, and precious stones within them, when they gather together, becomes this city. When we see the city with its gold, silver, and precious stones,
你就看见了神在历史历代在你我身上所有信徒身上所做的 留下那个金银宝石。
What we see is the work of the Lord in you and I throughout all of the generations, the gold, silver, and precious stones the Lord has built into us.
当我们看见这件事, 我们把这个是, 当亚伯拉罕把这个有根基的城称为他的产业的时候,
When we see how Abraham considered this city to be his inheritance,
他是宝贝, 历世历代, 神在所有信徒身上所有的工作。
What he is considering precious, what he's treasuring, is the work of the Lord in all the saints throughout the generation.
神在历世历代身上圣徒身上所有的工作, 金银宝石, 成为他的产业。
The work of the Lord in all the saints throughout the generations is His inheritance.
哎呀，这个呢，真的需要神开我们的眼睛啊，这个这就这样的看见。We
truly need the Lord to open our eyes to see this.
多少时候我们说我们在我们要得产业，这产业就算是属灵的产业啊。
Oftentimes we may say we want to receive inheritance, and it is a spiritual inheritance.
那我们会说到的是讲的是什么呢？
But what are we talking about?
我想到的是。 我圣经读了多少遍, 我认识神有多少, 我有多少的服饰, 我传福音救了多少人, 我甚至建立几座教会。
We may think of how many times I've read the Bible, how much I know the Lord, you know, how many people I've shared the gospel with, and how many churches I've helped build.
那么到那一天呢, 主来的时候, 他说你又良善又这东西又不普人, 好，你可以管十座城，好，你可以管五座城。
The Lord will say to us, we hope the Lord will say to us, oh, you know, good and faithful servant, you were faithful in these things. Here.
那这都是圣经上面教导我们，我们要去追求的。
These are the things that the Bible teaches us to treasure and to pursue.
但是呢，如果我们有亚伯拉罕一样的看见的话
，But if we have the same vision as Abraham,
你发觉呢，不单是主在我身上所做的是我的产业。
We'll see that not only is the work of the Lord done in myself, the inheritance that I am to receive.
他在每一个弟兄姊妹身上和儿女身上所做的也是我的产业。
The work of the Lord in every brother and sister is also the inheritance that I am to receive.
那你看见有弟兄姊妹们起来追求主、那个认识主、宝贝主、跟随主的时候。
And then when we see the brothers and sisters rising up to pursue the Lord, to treasure the Lord.
哎呀，你心中的会。 有这样的看见的话，非常喜乐，对不对？
Wouldn't you, when seeing this, be filled with joy?
当我们去参加这退休会的时候
，When we go attend a retreat，
看见呢有不同的弟兄姊妹从不同的聚会来，他们都爱主，都在一起跟那个跟随主，里面这样奔放的宝贝的时候
，When we see all these brothers and sisters from the various congregations gather together to share their love with the Lord and to pursue the Lord，
哎，我们会非常的喜乐。
Aren't we filled with joy?
因为呢，这是神在他们身上的工作。
Because this is the work of the Lord in their lives.
这是将来要在耶路撒冷盖建造耶路撒冷的材料。
These are the materials that will be used to build the New Jerusalem. This will be the inheritance for you and I.
不单是说我们这些认识的，我们的这些熟悉的聚会，是这样子哈。
Not only are those that we are familiar with, you know, the fellowships that we interact with.
任何个地方只要有主的名的，这神的工作在那里，神有金银宝石的工作在那里的时候。
Anywhere where His name is, where His gold, silver, and precious stones, His work is.
我们看见了，我们的宝贝，我们看见的都喜乐。
As soon as we see it, we would treasure it and we would be filled with joy.
因为那将那是将来你我的产业。
Because it is inheritance for you and I.
那么我就想到那个大卫在十篇十六篇的时候，他怎么说？
I think of in David in Psalm
16, verse 5,
he says.
他说呢，耶和华是我的产业，是我杯中的份。 我所得的，你为我持守。
He says, "The Lord is my inheritance."
The portion of my cup.
Yeah, in the portion of my cup. He should say, "The Lord is our inheritance."
他说耶和华是我的产业。
But he says, "The Lord is my inheritance."
是我杯中的份。
And my cup.
耶和华当然是其他弟兄姊妹们的产业。Of
course, the Lord is all the brothers and sisters' inheritance.
但是在大卫的经历当中的时候呢，他跟神经历到一个地步的时候，神好像只称为他的神呢。But
in David's experience, it is as if the Lord is his own Lord.
当我们看见那个什么这座圣城是众圣徒们在一起聚集的那个金银宝石的时候。
And when we see all the saints gathered together are the precious stones, not only is this the inheritance of all the saints and all the generations, it is also my inheritance. If we see this in the same way, not only will we think lightly of the things that we find in this world, we will treasure the work of the Lord in all the brothers and sisters. Abraham's path is this path of faith.
那么，虽然呢，我们知道他在离开迦勒底的乌尔的时候，他已经有那个意象，已经有那个看见了。
We know that when he left Ur of the Chaldeans, he already had this vision, this revelation.
那不表示说亚伯拉罕一生呢，他的那个信心的道路都非常的刚强啊，永远都是得胜的。
But it doesn't mean that his entire life, his faith was strong and he was victorious in every action.
他的信心有高低有起伏啊。
You know, his faith had its highs and lows and its difficulties.
有时候我在想啊，为什么神要 以亚伯拉罕离开本地本族父家呢？
So we consider, you know, why did the Lord want Abraham to leave his homeland, his family?
如果说他走了半天到了迦南地，还是把它当作是个异地，是他乡，那么干嘛大老远到这里来呢？
If he, you know, was to come to Canaan and still live as a stranger in a strange land, in a foreign country, you know, why bother having him leave in the first place?
他如果是有同样的意象看见，他留在乌尔也可以啊。If
he had the same vision, you know, and the same revelation, he could have stayed in Ur, right?
那但是呢，当然呢，神在迦南地啊，有神的他的自己的工作哈，他的有那个迦南是基督的预表。Of
course, you know, the Lord has His own work to do in Canaan, and the Lord Jesus had to represent Him there.
那是另外一个题目，神要在迦南要借着以色列国将来要兴起救恩的。
That's a separate issue that the Lord would want to raise up the people of Israel, you know, to be the focal point of salvation.
那么就是亚伯拉罕个人的经历来讲的话，
But from Abraham's own experience,
因为走了那么远到这边，还像是在他乡一样，那么为什么要离开本地本族父家呢？
Abraham, if he was to travel all this way, come to a new country, and still live as a stranger, in a foreign country. Why did he leave his homeland?
那么神这样子的吩咐呢，对了亚伯拉罕的信心是非常非常重要。
This command of the Lord to Abraham for his faith is very important.
那么他因着离开本地本族父家呢，他的信心受到许多的考验。
By leaving his homeland and his family, Abraham's faith was tested.
当他到了迦南了以后，没多久碰就碰到饥荒了。
As soon as he came to Canaan, you know, not very long afterwards, he met up with some difficulty.
如果他有信心的话，他应该留在迦南，神会供应，对不对？
If he had faith, he would have stayed in Canaan, and the Lord would have provided for him.
但是呢，他就下到埃及去了。Instead,
he went down to Egypt.
在埃及呢，他怕这个他的妻子太美丽了，他因此他才会丧命的。跟人家说了，这是他的妹子。
In Egypt, he was afraid that because his wife was so beautiful that he lied to the people and said, you know, his wife was his sister. And so Pharaoh, you know, took Sarah and almost committed adultery with
her. 那么其实这个不是只发生过一次哈，他在99岁的时候，神已经应许明年来的时候，撒拉要生个儿子，在这一年里头，他犯了同样的错误。
And this is not the only time. When Abraham was 99 years old, and the Lord came and promised him, you know, within a year that Sarah would have a son, he committed the same.
到了基拉尔地的时候，他跟他说：“这是我的妹子。”
And he went to
Gerar.
那么 he said the same thing.
那么那个结果呢？他的撒来呢被亚比米勒王呢取去了。
And Sarai was taken by King Abimelech. And if it wasn't for the hand of the Lord, Sarai would have been forced into adultery again. If he had stayed in Ur of the Chaldeans, he wouldn't have met with these temptations. He would never have seen what his own character was like. And on the matter of having his own son, his faith was also insufficient as well.
那么当这个神在他 打败四王之后，向他显现。
After Abraham defeated the four kings and the Lord appeared before him,
那么神跟他说呢，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，我是你的大赏赐。
And he said, I am your shield and
your great reward.
And your great reward.
他说神啊，你给我那么多赏赐干嘛呢？我都没有儿子了。这样子好了，那个我家生的那个大马士人以利以谢。
And he says, you know, and he replied to Lord, you know, why are you giving me all these rewards? I don't have a son, you know, to inherit it. This Eliezer will be my son instead.
And 神说不行，要你自己生的才是你的后裔。
And the Lord said, no, you will have your own son, and he will inherit all that you have.
那么他在迦南住了十年了。And
so he lived in Canaan for 10 years.
他85岁了。
And he was 85.
还是你的孩子。
And he still hadn't had a son.
那么撒拉就给他出，撒来给他这个点子，他说好了，这样子的话，你把我的使女夏甲娶去当妻，这样子从他生个孩子，说不定呢，我也因此得建立了。And
so Sarah said, you know, fine, take Hagar, my handmaid, and you know, have children through her, and we'll have an heir through her.
那么亚伯拉罕娶了夏甲，生了以实玛利。
And so Abraham took Hagar, and they conceived Ishmael.
这之后呢，神十三年之久没有向他说话。After
this, for 13 years, the Lord did not speak to Abraham.
一个被称为神的朋友的人，十三年之内没有跟他说过话。For
someone who was considered the friend of the Lord didn't speak to him for 13 years.
到了他99岁的时候，神再次向他显现。
And when he was 99 years old, then the Lord appeared to him again.
他说：“你要在，我是全能的神，你要在我面前做完全的人。”
He says, "I am God Almighty. You have to walk before me and be blameless."
不要靠你自己啊！
Don't rely on yourself.
我是全能的神啊！
I am God Almighty.
不要靠你的肉体啊！
Don't rely on your flesh.
所以呢,
so he said, therefore, you and all your descendants will be circumcised.
然后呢,神再一次应许他说, 撒来要改名叫撒拉, 那么你要从他得了一个孩子, 啊,
and so the Lord said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but you shall, but Sarah shall be her name. You know, I will bless her and you will have a son through her.
那么亚伯拉罕的反应是什么呢?
And what was Abraham's reaction?
亚伯拉罕在那间偷偷笑啊,喜笑,他说, 这已经快一百岁了,这撒拉已经九十岁了,不太可能再生了,这样子好了,这以斯玛利好了,我帮你的忙,替你生了一个儿子,这用他吧。
So Abraham, you know, secretly laughing to himself, and he said, you know, I'm 100 and Sarah's 90 years old, you know, how will we have a child? And so he said to the Lord, you know, I have Ishmael, you know what, I did this work for you already, you know, he'll be my heir.
神说不行。
And the Lord said, no, only through Sarah, the child through Sarah will count.
那不但是亚伯拉罕的时候他没有信心啊,对孩子没有信心。
Not only was Abraham without faith to have his own.
撒拉也没有信心。
Sarah also didn't have faith as well.
过了一段时间神再次向亚伯拉罕显现。
Through another period of time, the Lord appeared to Abraham once again.
那么他说呢,明年我这个时候我要来,撒拉必要生个儿子。
And he said, you know, next year I will come, and by that time Sarah will have a son.
那么撒拉呢,在帐篷里面听到,
and when Sarah heard this,
她在那边偷笑啊,
she, you know, laughed to herself.
她的那时候月经已经断了。
She had already stopped having her period.
那么, 他说,我主已经老迈,我也衰败了,怎么可以有这个喜事呢?
He said, my husband is old and I am already old. How can this come to pass?
神就责备他,撒拉为什么笑,难道耶和华有难成的事吗?
And so the Lord rebuked her and said, you know, why are you laughing?
在这件事情上,亚伯拉罕没信心,撒拉也没信心。
In this matter, both Sarah and Abraham didn't have faith.
但是呢,我们回来看,在新约来读的时候,
but when we come to the New Testament and we read its account,
这些事情啊,神一件也不提,
not once did the Lord, you know, mention these things.
所有亚伯拉罕软弱的,那个失败,信心软弱的, 没有提任何一件事。
All of Abraham's failings in faith, the Lord didn't mention it at all.
希伯来书11章11节,他说呢,因着信, 撒拉自己呢,虽然过了生育的年岁数了,还能怀孕,因她以为那应许她是可信的,所以从一个凡夫一死的人就生出,从天上的心那样众多,海边的撒拉样无数。
In Hebrews 11 verse 11 says, by faith even Sarah herself received the ability to conceive even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore there was born even of one man, and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of heaven in number, and innumerable as the sands which is by the seashore.
撒拉为什么有孩子呢?
Why did Sarah have a son?
因为她信。
Because she had faith.
我说这个好像不是我们在创世纪里所读的撒拉,
we may think, you know, this is not the Sarah that we read about in Genesis.
亚伯拉罕呢?
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕你在罗马书第四章的第十九节的时候,
in Romans 4 verse 19.
他说呢,他将近百岁的时候呢,虽然想到自己身体如同已死,撒拉的生育已经断绝,他的信心还是不软弱。
It says, without becoming weak in faith, he contemplated his own body now as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb.
并且仰望神的应许,总没有因不信,心里起疑惑,反倒因信,心里得坚固,将荣耀归给神。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God, being fully assured that what God had promised, he was able also to perform.
这个也不是我们在创世纪所读的亚伯拉罕。This
is also not the Abraham that we read about in Genesis.
他在那里亚伯拉罕他在偷笑,他在暗笑,他没有信心啊。In
Genesis, we see that he was laughing to himself. He didn't have faith.
有人说了,可能是神,我们的神很喜欢护短,这是他的人,所以什么什么什么错都不提。Some
people may say that the Lord is
the shortness,
covering up the shortcomings of his people.
我们的神不是护短的。
The Lord is not a revisionist.
如果他们没有的话,神不会说他有的。
If they lacked, the Lord will not say that they did not lack.
那我们怎么来看这件事呢?
how can we see these things then?
你就发觉呢，回到我们最早的时候讲的信息啊，在我们人的里头有两个信心。
We will see that within ourselves we would have kinds of faith.
一个信心呢，它是自信心 ，self-confidence.
One kind of faith is self-confidence.
如果我有能力，如果我有财富，如果我有健康，如果我这事情我有经验，我很有信心做这件事情。
If I have, the health, the strength, the talent, the ability, I would be able to do this myself.
如果呢，我这事情有没有做过？我这个身体已经100岁了，这个看一看，这怎么可能再生孩子呢？真是没信心。
If I don't have the experience, or I'm already 100 years old and my body is weak, I don't have the self-confidence to be able to have a son.
但这个不是圣经上所说的信心。
But this is not the faith the Bible talks about.
希伯来书所说的信心是神所赐给的信心。
The faith that Hebrews 11 talks about is the faith that comes from God.
我们的主呢，他是信心的创始 ，author and finisher， 信创始成终的那一位。
Our Lord Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith.
所有我们在神面前所算得数的信心，都是来自于神的。
All of the faith that matters before the Lord comes from the Lord Jesus Himself.
一切不是出自于神，来自神的信心，神都不算数的。
All the other kinds of faith or are lacking, it does not count before the Lord.
可能我们里头真的很有把握，很有信心。
Maybe we may be full of self-confidence within ourselves.
这件事情交给我，没错，绝对办得起来。
This thing that you've entrusted to me, no problem, I'll be able to do it.
就算是这件事情做成了，甚至不是他做的。
Even if we accomplish it, the Lord says they didn't do it.
亚伯拉罕呢，当他在创世纪里面的时候，我看见亚伯拉罕呢，是他在看他自己的时候。
Abraham in Genesis, this is his own reflection of himself.
亚伯拉罕看看自己。
When Abraham saw himself.
撒拉看看自己。
When Sarah saw herself.
不可能事情，没有信心。
These things are impossible. They had no faith.
但是呢，他们里面有一个信心。
But in them there was this faith.
是神赐给他们的信心。
This faith that the Lord gave to them.
这信心呢，在他们离开加勒底的乌尔的时候呢，神就把他那个信心赐给他们了。
This is the faith that when they left Ur of the Chaldeans that the Lord gave to them.
是这个信心呢，带领他们离开加勒底的乌尔。
This is the faith that led them out of Ur of the Chaldeans.
是这个信心呢，让他们在那个到应许之地的时候还做客，住在一天住在帐篷里头。
This is the faith that when they came to Canaan that they still lived as foreigners in a land.
这个是如果不是神的信心呢，他们走不到这今天的。
If it was not for the faith from the Lord, they would not be able to reach even that point.
是这个信心，神所赐的信心带领他到今天这个地步的。
It is that faith that brought them to that point, to this point today.
但是呢，他们回来一看自己的时候，没这个信心。
But when they turn around and look at themselves, they may say, I don't have any confidence.
他但是很可能他在晚上的时候。
But very likely at night,
夜深人静的时候
when it's quiet and everyone's asleep,
想一想
he'll think to himself,
不该有信心的
I shouldn't have any confidence.
为什么你还有信心呢
But why do I still have this faith?
为什么我今天还能够走到今天呢
How did I get to this point today?
为什么我在里面还相信神会赐我一个儿子呢
Why do I still believe that the Lord will give me a son?
可能亚伯拉罕、撒拉他们在平常看自己的时候，都一下子看不到神所赐的信心。
When Abraham and Sarah looked at themselves, they may not be able to find the faith that the Lord gave to them.
但是那个信心保守了他们。
But it is that faith from the Lord that protected them.
多少时候基督徒的就经历不是这样子吗？
How often is the Christian experience not like this?
很多时候呢，我们看到周围的时候，看到这是不可能的事情。
We may look around and say these things are impossible.
那么不可能在这个什么在相信神。
There is no way we can continue to believe in the Lord like this.
我曾经犯了这么大的罪。
I have committed such a great sin.
我顶罪的是顶撞神，我弃绝神的名。
I've opposed the Lord and I've slandered His name.
我还能得救吗
？Can I still be saved?
但是里面的就在那个最绝望的时候，里面有个信心告诉你。
But in the depth of that despair, there's still this faith within us that says,
他说我们若认自己的罪, 神是信实, 是公义的, 必要洗净我们的罪, 除去我们一切的不义。
If we believe the Lord is faithful and just, and He will, you know, take away our sins.
宝血永远有功效,
the precious blood is always effective.
外面看的时候真的是要离开主了。Outwardly,
we may seem to be, you know, falling away from the Lord.
不知道为什么里面有个信心说, 宝血永远有功效,
but within us, we don't know why, but the faith would say, you know, the precious blood is always effective.
羔羊那日得胜, 今日也得胜。
The lamb was victorious that day and is victorious today.
当我们呢，那个好一段时间，我们没有读经祷告，没有聚会，没有跟神圣灵交通的时候。
And there may be a whole long period of time where we have not read the Bible and fellowship with the Lord and have not come to attend fellowship.
我们呢里头也觉得，哎呀，不可能这条路走不下去了。
We may say to ourselves, "It's impossible. I can't continue on."
想要回来，这回到神的面前，好像不知道怎么走。
And to come return before the Lord, we may not know how to walk.
但是我们回到神面前的时候,
but when we come before the Lord,
你不知道有个是哪里来的信心,
we don't know where it comes from, but there's this faith.
他说神是信实的,
because God is faithful.
我们纵然自信,
we may be faithless, but He is faithful. He cannot, you know, oppose Himself.
什么时候我们只要靠着主的名来到神的面前,
If we believe in His name and come before Him, He will, welcome us.
多少时候我们因为犯罪受神的责打?
How often have because we've sinned received discipline from the Lord?
击打到那个地步啊, 你灰心啊。
We may be disciplined to a point of despair.
他说神的管教临到了，这么严厉的管教, 这路不能走了，走不下去了。
The Lord's discipline has come upon me, you know, and it's so serious, so severe. How can I continue walking?
但是里头呢,
but when we come before the Lord, we don't know where this faith comes from.
他告诉我们呢,他说,
if we are the Son of God or children of God, then He will discipline us.
管教当时的时候不觉得快乐啊。
When we're undergoing discipline, we will not consider it joyful.
但是呢,经过管教之后呢,要在你身上结出那个仁义的果子啊,就是信心的果效。
But after the discipline, we will produce you know, the fruits of the Spirit. You know, this is the work of faith.
是这个信心一路带着亚伯拉罕。 走他走完他的路程。
And this is the faith that led Abraham his entire life through his journey.
也是这样的信心今天在我里面，你可能觉得还很微弱，但是这是神所赐信心，我们唯有来靠他的信心。
And this is the same faith that we need to rely upon today.
当你软弱的时候，第一件事情不要做的，不要再来看自己了。
When we become weak, the first thing that we should do is to not look at ourselves.
你越看自己，你越软弱。
The more you look at yourself, the weaker you
become.
We should turn our eyes upon the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord
Jesus. 哎呀,
He would bring to us this unspeakable peace that we don't know where it comes from. And within us, He will protect our spirit, soul, and mind.
亚伯拉罕他从亚加利底的乌尔出来的时候，他真是有那个异象，是那个异象带领他一生的路。And
so when Abraham left Ur of the Chaldeans, he had this revelation, he had this vision.
那个荣耀的圣城耶路撒冷在前面引领他。This
glorious city of Jerusalem set before him.
我们今天要在走这条路的时候，也必须要这样子看见，看见那个圣城多么荣耀。And
today when we walk, we have to have the same vision, see how glorious the city is.
看见这个圣城，今天就是我们的弟兄姊妹们。
And to see that this city is our brothers and sisters around us today.
哎呀，我们因此呢，能够往着标杆去。
And then we'll be able to walk towards the goal.
那这是一条信心的路。
And it is the path of faith.
多少时候呢，我们会高低起伏，我们会跌倒，我们会软弱。
How many times would we, you know, in our highs and lows, we may stumble?
哎呀，这转眼呢，来看我们的主。
We'll turn our eyes to focus on the Lord. It is He who has given us this faith. And He will, you know, keep us until the day we see Him again. It is the faith that He gave to us.
那我们会把那个那一座圣城耶路撒冷那个产业，今天就成为我的产业。
And we'll see that city, the New Jerusalem, and that city will be my inheritance.
我们里面也可以这样的祷告。
We can have this prayer within us.
耶和华是我的产业。
Jehovah is my inheritance.
是我杯中的份。
He is the portion of my cup.
我所得的，你为我持守。
All I have received, you have given to me.
感谢主。
Give thanks to the Lord.
我们纵然失信，他是信实的，因为什么的神，他是信实的。
Our Lord is faithful.
他会带领我们走一生的路的。
He will lead us in our entire life.
我们要一定祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你把我们从世界当中拯救出来。
Because you have saved us out of sin and darkness.
就天天与我们同行。
And every day you walk with us.
你在也用你的管教的杖来管教我们。
And with your rod, you discipline us.
有一天要在耶稣基督里面得到产业。
And one day we would receive our inheritance in the Lord Jesus.
那是何等样的丰富，何等样的荣耀。
How full and glorious they will be.
开我们里面的眼睛。
Open the eyes within us.
让我们也有同样的看见。
That we would also be able to see.
我们就能放下今天世上一切的尘累。
We will be able to set aside all the burdens today.
奔那摆在前面的路。
And we will be able to walk the path you have set before us.
让我们更多来认识你所赐给我们的信心。
That we would understand more of the faith that you have given to us.
好叫我们在这个信心的路上能够忠心的奔跑。
And that on this journey of faith we will be able to diligently follow.
祷告奉主的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.